Across the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Well, happy Palm Sunday to everyone, folks. This whole situation was described in the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the Gospels go on to describe how Jesus rose into Jerusalem and how the people there lay down their cloaks in front of him and also laid down palms and the branches of other trees. The people are also described as singing part of Psalms 118, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, blessed is the coming kingdom of our Father." So anyway, welcome back, folks, on this Palm Sunday. And we're once again blessed by the Lord to have Capitol Hill Commando back with us this Sunday. I am so happy, folks, to be able to know that I can continue to work on what I work on, educating our police and soldiers every week and answering 300 email a day and or trying to. I don't get it done, and working on the newsletter and getting telephone calls from police and military and private citizens and mail, snail mail. And Ernie does the hard work. He goes out and he goes down and digs and researches and find out what kind of treason and tyranny is going on in the House and the Senate and the White House, and reports it to us every Sunday. And I get my pencil and paper going here, and so I can begin to make phone calls Monday morning to our congressmen and senators to tell them no, 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 or yes, yes, yes. And I pray and I am thankful for those that are doing the same thing I'm doing. So without further ado, let's go to our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. Brother Ernie, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jack, and it's an honor to be on your show and to help inform your listeners as to what is going on in America. And we have a lot to talk about today. In addition to the economy and how it's teetering, I want to point out that your listeners can get a good summary as to what the Senate and House are doing by going to www.thomas.gov.
Yeah.
And for example, today on at www.senate.gov, which is linked from thomas.gov, you can see there was a lot of action last week on a number of bills. There were, 44 recorded votes were taken last week, for example. And one bill I want to bring to your attention is an amendment sponsored by Senator Sessions of Alabama. This was to establish Senate Amendment 4231 to Senate Concurrent Resolution 70 to establish a deficit neutral reserve fund for border security, immigration enforcement, and criminal alien removal programs. The bottom line was 61 yeas, 37 nays, and 2 not voting, including Senator McCain of Arizona. And after the break, I'll tell you more about the significance
of this. Okay, very good. Appreciate that, brother. Okay, folks, we're up on our first break on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network here. We'll be right back.
Oh. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Okay, folks, we're back here to get our marching orders for Monday morning. You know, folks, if we don't take action, I like the saying my granddad used to say that we can just get educated by Capitol Hill Commando, and if we don't take action, we'll be the most educated people in the concentration camp. So we got to take action. Let's go right back to Ernie.
This amendment, this Senate Amendment 4231, the Senate Concurrent Resolution 70, is because the voting pattern is very telling. 36 Democratic senators and the one independent senator from Vermont, who is a socialist by many accounts, Mr. Sanders, they voted not to fund in any way additional security, additional funds for protecting the border. Well, all of the Republicans, with the exception of Senator McCain, voted. McCain did not vote on this. And 12 Democrats, Senator Baucus, By of Indiana, Carper of Delaware, Dorgan of North Dakota, Landrieu of Louisiana, Lincoln of Arkansas, McCaskill of Missouri, Nelson of Nebraska, Pryor of Arkansas, Tester of Montana, Webb of Virginia, and Wyden of Oregon, supported this measure and joined the Republicans. So we have at least 12 identified Senate Democrats who are listening to the people, and along with the Republicans, and I'm sure there were some Republicans who didn't want to vote on this, but because of the November election and hearing the American people's continuous outcry against the illegal alien invasion,
right,
they took action. That's very important because when you look at other action taken last week, Senator Dorgan of North Dakota had a hearing with Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters, and she was accused in the hearing of defying a congressional vote to halt the Bush administration's controversial project allowing Mexican trucks to operate freely on U.S. roads.
Uh-huh.
And Senator Dorgan charged the Department of Transportation was, quote, hell-bent on proceeding with this pilot program regardless of safety concerns the agency's inspector general continues to document. And he declared this was a slap in the face of Congress and stated their arrogance would have consequences. And this is what he said. He charged DOT had violated the Anti-Deficiency Act, which specifies both civil and criminal penalties when federal governments suspend money not appropriated by Congress. This is very significant. The question is this a material violation of the Anti-Deficiency Act? And I think that the intent of Congress was very clear. And when the Senate voted 74-24 last September to prohibit the Department of Transportation from using any funds in its fiscal year 2008 budget for this truck project, and then they went ahead, they have clearly violated the Anti-Deficiency Act. And now the question is, what kind of action can be taken? Because the Justice Department, as you know, has been so politicized. So they may have to go to court and sue, as opposed to getting legal action taken. But this is major because apparently the Democrats are getting some backbone against the executive signing agreements and the administration of all these executive orders, et cetera. And also on Friday it was reported that the House passed the spy bill and rejected the telecom phone immunity by a 213-197 vote, which was far short of the two-thirds majority needed to override a promised veto by President Bush.
Yeah.
The president has demanded that any telecommunications company that participated in his warrantless domestic spying program secretly begun after the September 11th attacks received retroactive immunity. Well, apparently the Democrats still believe, these that voted on this, believe that our civil liberties are more important than security. And unfortunately, the Republicans just don't get it. American people are fed up with illegal wiretapping and the bogus war on terror because the bogus war on terror there is clear evidence by the administration's refusal not to secure the borders, not to build a meaningful two-tier fence as required by the Secure Fence Act, and they have thumbed their nose at the American people. How can you have a war on terror and allow your ports to remain open and your borders to remain unsecure and continue to facilitate the illegal invasion by millions coming from Central and South America? And
this is all about controlling the American people, not controlling illegal aliens, brother. And I know you know that.
Oh, yes, definitely. But the point I'm trying to make here is that why do the House Republicans refuse to see the reality of the situation by voting unanimously against the Democratic bill in the House? The House, at least, is standing up to this administration and supporting civil liberty protection and not giving this immunity to the telecom companies for illegally wiretapping American citizens. And that's very significant, and I think the Republicans need to get the message. The American people aren't buying this anymore. And when you look at last week's activities by the Federal Reserve, and I want to point out several good articles, one today by Mike Whitney, massive debt default, barely alive, Wall Street investment giant rushed to intensive care. That's available on Global Research, globalresearch.ca. And then earlier in the week, on March 13th, and you can go to Global Research, and at the very top of the list of the articles, you will see a very outstanding article written titled "A Vicious Cycle Ending in a Systematic Financial Meltdown." While we have these draconian measures going on, legislative initiatives going on, we have the Federal Reserve taking action to bail out these banks that committed waste, fraud, and abuse against the American people, and to bail out the Carlyle Group. And Joel Skousen has written on the Carlyle Group in his World Affairs brief as to the membership, and we know Mr. Baker, Mr. Gates, the Bush family, and others are connected to that. They have investments in the Carlyle Group. And why is the Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve banks, incurring $200 billion in additional debt to put on the backs of middle-class America and our taxpayers to bail out these crooks? So we you know, it only points out, if you go to these articles, and I want to say that in both articles, the author suggests that these actions are not going to work, but more importantly, these actions by Mr. Bernanke, he should be fired for his actions, and the Federal Reserve System, bank system, private Federal Reserve Bank should be abolished. Now, this is consistent with Congressman Ron Paul's House Resolution 2755 that we've been talking about for several weeks. And Congressman Ron Paul has written several outstanding articles during the past week, one entitled "What the Price of Gold is Telling Us," and this is available. Let me tell you where this is. This is at lewrockwell.com. www.lewrockwell.com.
All right, good.
10 pages, excellent article about the rise in the gold prices and its relationship to fiat money and what this is all about, and the reason why the controlled mainstream media, owned by the same elites that own the Federal Reserve banking system, they continually manipulate the American people. But, Jack, as I'm watching on alternative media and reading from week to week, I'm now seeing the American people are not buying into the controlled mainstream media, and more people are turning off the TV set and going to the Internet for the truthful information that they can't get through mainstream media.
Hear, hear. That's wonderful, and it is true, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely true, and the pattern, and when you look at the legislation that these initiatives that are going forward, for example, the Thought Crime Bill, Senate Bill 1959, there has been such an outcry, people waking up to that bill, that I don't think that's going forward in this session. And that bill is directed against alternative media on the Internet, but there has been, because of your show and others, Jack, and people speaking out and writing articles on this dangerous bill, Senate Bill 1959, the thought crime legislation. They know it's bad for America, and they know what certain members, and largely the CFR members in the Senate and the House, are trying to do here, and that is shut down dissent in America. But they cannot shut down dissent in America during these very troubling economic and financial times. The price of food is going up at a rapid rate.
Yes, it is.
And as we talked about in earlier shows, back in May 2007, at the end of May, early June 2007, at the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, at the Bilderberg meeting, they promised to support the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty, and also the administration officials and representatives there, in violation of the U.S. Logan Act. They sent a signal that they would support $6 plus gasoline.
Right.
And as you know now, the dollar is going up rapidly, and they're blaming, many economists are blaming the fall of the dollar, but it's more to it than that.
That's right. All orchestrated. We'll be right back, brother, right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back to Brother Ernie in Virginia. Brother Ernie, go ahead.
Bob Chapman, in his latest international forecaster, also has a good write-up, and he talks about the economy.
Uh-huh.
And he states, our economy has been trashed beyond recognition. We hear war drums beating in the background as the Illuminati look for a diversion, possibly in Serbia, Iran, Syria, or Lebanon, from all these economic problems and or for a reason to implement martial law and suspend the November elections along with our Constitution. He writes, another 9/11 type event here in the U.S. is also a possibility. Oil has hit an all-time high of 111 and is looking to go higher, while virtually all food commodities and metals of all kinds hit all-time or multi-decade highs. Any war with a country in the Middle East will send oil to 200 and beyond. And he also writes about the M3 money measurement in, by the Federal Reserve, which was banned some time ago, but he writes that it is now in excess of 16%, which bodes inflation of 15% to 20% before year in. So what we have here, when you look at all the evidence on the Internet, we have a country that's spiraling out of control. Our political leaders are not getting the job done. The Federal Reserve and bailing out these private banks that committed fraud in the securitization of the subprime loans, mortgage loans, They are now exposed, and Congressman Ron Paul, I understand, has a new book coming out next month, which will go into great detail about that. And there is an article written by, I think this was on News with Views, and I'm trying to locate that article, but that's a very good article today by this PhD from South Carolina, and Stephen Yates is his name. And he discusses the North American Union in detail, what's going on, and states the dollar is collapsing under Bush II, appointee helicopter Ben's manipulations following two decades of Alan Greenspan's manipulations. It has lost roughly 60% of its value just since 2000.
Yes, it has.
And we are marred in two so far unwinnable foreign wars into under dubious pretexts. Almost 4,000 Americans have been killed in Iraq. Oh, approximately 1,173,000 Iraqis have been killed. And the U.S. is building a Vatican-sized embassy over there, suggesting that the reason Bush II never had an exit strategy was that his handlers did not intend on Americans leaving, at least not into the power elite's incipient world government can move in and take over. There is overwhelming evidence of government lying about the true state of the U.S. economy with full corporate media compliance, of course. So he's laying out in great detail exactly what's going on. He is an excellent writer and a scholar, and his article is available at newswithviews.com today, dated today, by Stephen Yates, titled, McCain Would Continue the Bush II Disaster. Well-written, outstanding article. And then when you look at other things taking place, Dr. Jerry Corsi wrote an article at WorldNet Daily on Thursday, March 13th, entitled Inside the Hush-Hush North American Union Confab, a largely unreported meeting held at the State Department discussed integration of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in concert with a move towards a transatlantic union linking a North American community with the European Union. And no members of Congress attended this meeting. And that's what's so interesting. These meetings are going on, every week, pushing the integration. And we have Mr. Calderon from Mexico. He's linked in with the Trilateral Commission. He's visited the country recently in support of this North American Union. And we still have the open border. So what we have here, we have Congress playing like they're not aware of the SPP and the North American Union. At the same time, we have a financial and economic collapse or a dollar meltdown ongoing with draconian legislation coming out. That Senate Bill 1959, and also at the very same time we're having the meltdown, Senator Obama is going forward with this UN Global Tax, his Global Poverty Act, Senate Bill 2433, which on February 14th, it was referred to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee after passing the House. Well, that bill in itself is very irresponsible, and when you look at the magnitude of what they want to, of the intent here, to give the UN International Taxing Authority, which is consistent with the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea that came up in the Bilderberg meeting in late May, but so far the Senate has yet to have a full vote on this because it would take a two-thirds required senatorial a vote to pass the constitutional required muster for a treaty. Yeah. So they're backdoing this UN international tax. At the very same time, they're pushing and having these meetings on the North American Union. And in addition, you see the game that's being played. We're overstretched. We're spending $13 to $16 billion a month in wars we cannot afford, and we're having a meltdown in the Treasury. So the question is, Jack, will we have a false flag event? Will we actually have an election in November?
That's
and I hear the music
key.
In the background.
That's the whole key right there. If they have a false flag attack, then they don't have to have an election. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, Brother Ernie, what worries me, brother, is as we become more efficient at waking people up and taking action, all they have to do is blow us up again in another false flag operation like 9/11, but I'm just reading from a Captain Eric May here that they've selected 3 target cities in America to both blow up. And if they do that, brother, then King's X will be under martial law and no elections, and they win, it looks like. What do you think?
Yes, they win, and but here's the situation. If we participate and we call in and we call our elected representatives and our respective senators and we tell them of our concerns about this legislation that's going forward.
Yeah.
Senate Bill 1959, the draconian legislation to curtail dissent. And also we are very concerned about 9/11 never having a real independent commission to ferret out the facts of that matter.
Yeah, very true.
And we're also troubled as a people about wars we cannot afford and the loss of life and how we're spending this $13 to $16 billion per month, how we've been lied to repeatedly by the administration, how the administration has yet to secure the border and has basically thumbed its nose at the American people, despite the American people demanding an end to this illegal immigration and the lack of reporting by the illegal alien crime wave in the country, with 25 Americans being killed every day. If we alert our congressmen and senators to help give them backbone, for example, like Senator Dorgan did last week in bringing up the Anti-Deficiency Act violation and challenging this administration.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Pelosi, I think, is in the back pocket, and, of course, the Hillary of Bill Clinton and their link to the Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations and Senator Obama's bill on the Global Poverty Act and Senator McCain's Keating 5 episode and lack of any media coverage on that. And he's been given a free ride, too, if you look at his prisoner of war activities and what took place there. But when we look at their actions supporting the globalist one-world government, it's up to the American people to let their representatives know we're on to what's going on,
right.
And we want these wars ended. We don't want any war in Iran. We need to communicate that to our representatives, stand up, show backbone, and participate. We number in the millions, and
that's
we can
right.
stop this.
That's right, brother. There's a lot more of us than there are of them, and they're scared to death of us. If we stand up and do what God told us to do in Psalms 94:16.
Exactly. But, Jack, I think, you know, I mentioned Dr. Stephen Yates from South Carolina. He has a Ph.D. in philosophy, and he's a well-spoken and writes extremely well. In his article, he says, most Americans are behaving like good little sheeple, but the power elite is doubtless worried about some of us. And who are they worried about? That is the Ron Paul supporters. We have been had by these flawed electronic voting machines. We demand paper ballots in future elections. We know about the New Hampshire episode in that primary where the ballots were hand-counted in some of those districts. Ron Paul got 35% of the vote. But then when those ballots were put through the Dahlbowl machines, it translated into 5% vote. So we know the fix is in with the flawed electronic voting machines. And more and more people are becoming knowledgeable about that side of it. But the Ron Paul revolution has not gone away. And it will be interesting to see what happens when Dr. Paul's latest book, and I'm reading from Dr. Yates' article today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He talks about Dr. Paul's latest book, Revolution, A Manifesto. It's going to hit the streets next month, and I encourage everybody to go out and buy that book. Share it with your neighbors and friends and family members. And then in the discussion, he talks in the same paragraph about the coming possible martial law implementation. But he thinks it may be implemented in piecemeal, not all 50 states at once. But then he brings in his discussion, he mentions the Trans-Texas Corridor or NAFTA Superhighway. And, you know, we have legislation by Congressman Virgil Goode, House Concurrent Resolution 40 opposing the North American Union Highway. Also, Congressman Ron Paul has a bill opposing it, and he has a bill. Let's see if I can find that number. House Resolution 3835 to restore the constitutional checks and balances in the executive signing agreements. But he has House Resolution 5195 to prohibit the use of federal funds to carry out the highway project known as the Trans-Texas Corridor. So we need to be calling about these bills and supporting Congressman Ron Paul and Virgil Goode and their efforts to get us out of NAFTA, to get us out of the UN, to get us out of this North American Union, to get us out of this NAFTA superhighway, and to stand tall for our constitutional republic, our nation state, and our sovereignty. We don't want this Global Poverty Act. We don't want the UN having international taxing authority or having authority over land-based pollution sources or coming under an international court through the International Seabed Authority or seeing our Constitution suspended and us put under like a parliament procedural process as opposed to our Constitution and Bill of Rights. So we need to stand up for America, folks. Take action. Call your congressmen and senators. And in this article by Dr. Yates, he's saying that when Texans stand up for loss in defense of their property as they go forward with this Trans-Texas Corridor, Will other Americans join these Texans in the fight? Because this is going to be a showdown when they attempt to take thousands or millions of acres in Texas for this NAFTA superhighway. And will fellow Texans stand up with their neighbors to help defend their property, because they have set this in motion with that post-Kelo decision and other actions to undermine private property rights? Will fellow Americans come to the defense of these Texans who may lose their property? So we may have another Alamo situation. If you recall in history, with David Crockett from Tennessee, will Tennesseans, will Virginians, will people from Idaho rush to the aid of Texas citizens who may lose their property? And if we don't rush to their aid, I think that's a clear signal to the globalists they can pull this off. So we need to stand tall and defend private property rights, support Congressman Ron Paul and his bills and Congressman Virgil Goode, and let's keep working and calling, because it is having an effect, because some of the Democrats are having at least some backbone here against that FISA bill and also standing up on that Mexican demonstration project. And let's support the Anti-Deficiency Act position of Senator Dorgan. And the other thing is, in our earlier discussion, we were talking about the Real ID Act. Let's get that reversed, because we know what the deal is here.
Yeah.
In the discussion, you know, they're using the illegal aliens and open borders and trying to impose a Real ID Act with the promise of increased security via a Real ID Act, which will provide no protection whatsoever against the terrorists, but it's part of this increased control apparatus supported by the UN and the globalists to put us under this police state. And so we need to say no to that Real ID. No to driver's licenses being used as a Real ID. And let's stand up in defense of the U.S. dollar and support the abolishment of the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve banks. They have shown wanton disregard for the rule of law, and how can they bail out private banks here to the tune of $200 billion and then pass that debt on to the American taxpayer again? So we need to take action and call and keep calling until they get the message, and I think they will, because this is a very important election, this November election. As we get closer and closer to the election, they may start hearing the American people.
Very true, brother.
Now, I want to bring up something else that happened last week, and an excellent article by a former investigator of financial fraud, and he is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Armed Madhouse and the Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Here's a website. His name is Greg Palast, or P-A-L-A-S-T.
Yes.
Palast. And his article is also available at www.rents.com, and it was posted on March 14th, on Friday, March 14th, entitled Spitzer Was Silenced. And we all know about what happened with the former governor, or the New York governor, who recently resigned last week for paying an escort $4,300 in a hotel room in Washington, and that escapade, and how the media has been focused on more on the call lady or whatever, and the plight of Spitzer, but they failed to mention much about what George Bush's Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke was doing and secretly handing over $200 billion in a tryst with mortgage bank industry speculators.
Yeah.
Both acts were wanton, as he writes in his article, wicked and lewd, but there's a big difference. The governor was using his own checkbook, and Bush's man Bernanke was using ours. And he writes, Bernanke's Fed, for the first time in its history, loaned a selected coterie of banks one-fifth of $1 trillion to guarantee these banks mortgage-backed junk bonds.
One-fifth of $1 trillion.
Right. The deluge of public loot was an eye-popping windfall to the very banking predators who have brought 2 million families to the brink of foreclosure.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we have this media that spins, it keeps spinning it away from the truth. And Why did they go after Governor Spitzer? Well, in his article, apparently Mr. Spitzer was taking on the banking system in New York. He was taking on Wall Street. He made a lot of enemies.
Well, he was also looking into the money-making on 9/11. And
correct.
That'll sentence you to death or to ostracization, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the author writes, instead of regulating the banks that had run amok, Bush's regulators went on the warpath against Spitzer and states attempting to stop these predatory practices.
Right.
Spitzer, in his article, not only took on Countrywide, he took on their predatory enablers in the investment banking community. And behind Countrywide was the mother shark, its funder, and now owner, Bank of America. Others joined the shark fest. Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and Citigroup, Citibank made mortgage usury their major profit centers. They did this through a bit of financial logjam called securitization. And when the housing bubble burst and the paint flaked off, investors were left holding a zip. And the bankers were left with bonuses. And then on Wednesday of this week, the unthinkable happened. Carlyle Capital went bankrupt. What? That's Carlyle, as in Carlyle Group. James Baker, senior counsel, notable partners, former and past, George Bush, the Bin Laden family, and more dictators, pirates, and presidents than you count. The Fed has to act. Bernanke opened the vault and dumped $200 billion on the poor little suffering bankers. Not one family was saved, but not one banker was left behind, he writes. The sheriff of Wall Street in the process was cuffed, and Spitzer was silenced. So what we have here is mainstream media putting the focus on the hooker and the activity there in the hotel, as opposed to missing the significance of the $200 billion bailout by Bush's man in the Federal Reserve.
Isn't that amazing how they do that, brother?
I mean, they continually pull the walls well over the American people. And those poor, the poor souls who rely on mainstream TV for their information, they're certainly not getting the truth. And only the Internet and alternative media is covering what's really going on in America these days, and it's most unfortunate. But we also have another resolution, House Resolution 5124, to amend the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 to provide for a two-layered 14-foot reinforced fencing. This is House Resolution 5124 by Duncan Hunter, and he and his efforts have actually helped in the Secure Fence Act, which was gutted by Senator Hutchison and Cornyn in the conference bill on the additional funding for Homeland Security for fiscal year 2008.
Right.
So he has to go forward with another resolution to get the funding back to build this two-tier fence. But we know that they're going to play all kinds of games and not secure the border, because the intent is, with the implementation or the demise of the dollar and the euro being created, and Dr. Jerry Corsi and his award-winning New York Times bestseller book, The Late Great USA, talks about the euro and the new joint currency between Canada and Mexico. They may change the name from euro to something else, but it's going to be a joint currency to establish a new medium of exchange once the dollar goes to its total meltdown. And with most of the world knowing what happened last week and the precarious state of our banking industry, it's not going to take but one or two major players to bring the whole system down. And then we're going to have a run on the banks, and then we're going to have a real mess. And we don't know if martial law will be the effect, or we're not sure how all of this is going to play out. But we need to let our congressmen and our senators know that we're not happy with the Federal Reserve, and we want the constitutional requirement for the U.S. government to issue coins and currency consistent with actually Andrew Jackson many years ago when he fought the banker.
That's the law. That's the law in America.
That's right.
That's constitutional law.
Exactly. And this has been undermined. What was it, the 17th Amendment or the 16th Amendment, with the creation in 1913 of the Federal Reserve System? And they now it's the all of these bad actions are coming home to roost. But we know what's going on. We see the meltdown coming, and there's going to be a rush to implement this North American Union and to undermine our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We want to preserve our constitutional republic. I don't recall any national referendum by the American people saying that we want to join Mexico and Canada.
No, that's true, brother. I don't think you're going to see it either.
No, you're not. So, but then we also have other bills that we have to keep an eye on. The UN is destroying our private property rights even further.
Yeah.
And this is through Sustainable Development and UN Agenda 21.
Very
After the
true.
Break, I'll talk more about that.
Very true. We'll be right back with Capitol Hill Commando, folks. Stay tuned for the close down of the first hour here. I'm happy that you're here, Brother Ernie. We'll be right back with you after this break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Brother, another great show today. Very important information for all of us out here to take action. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Jim, before I finish on this, the toll-free number, area code 877-851-6437. Again, toll-free number 877-851-6437. That is to the U.S. Capitol switchboard to call your representatives and participate. Say no to the U.N., House Resolution 1146 to end membership of the U.S. and the U.N. by Congressman Ron Paul. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 22 by Congressman Virgil Goode to get us out of NAFTA. House Concurrent Resolution 40, no to the North American Union and to the NAFTA superhighway system. And lastly, in the discussion about the sustainable development, UNESCO, the UN program, sustainable development linked to the World Heritage Sites that President Bush put us back under. You're a former governor of Idaho and former Senator Dick Kepthorne has announced selections of 14 more sites to be considered for nomination by UNESCO as World Heritage Sites. And, and these include Mount Vernon, the Virginia State Capitol Building, and Richmond, and many other sites. But what is very troubling about sustainable development in these World Heritage areas, it locks up vast areas of American land and shield it from private use. And in the Yellowstone National Park example, a World Heritage Site example, UNESCO delegates declared Yellowstone to be the first endangered World Heritage Site and called for a protective buffer zone of 150 miles in diameter around the entire park. And that buffer zone would stop development and access to millions of acres of private property. And such is the purpose of these World Heritage Sites, and we see that in Senate Bill 817, celebrating America's Heritage Act, and House Resolution 1483, which was passed in October by a vote of 291 to 122, but because of our calls, the Senate has yet to take action. But Congress is planning to draw lines on maps that by designating certain segments as heritage areas, it would strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. We need to say no to Senate Bill 817. And also, when we call to seek support to withdraw from the UN, we need to also seek support to withdraw from UNESCO. And I would hope that the next president would not be a globalist. Hopefully it would be Ron Paul, who's not a CFR member of this or a Trilateral Commission member, but a true American hero who supports and defends liberty and freedom and our inherent civil liberties, God-given rights.
Roger that, brother. Yeah.
To make a difference, we have to participate. And also Congressman Goode, House Resolution 939, to authorize the Secretary of Defense to assign members of the regular or reserve components of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. And as you know, Jack, they're talking about pulling out the National Guard in June. I would like to see our Army taken out of South Korea, put on the borders with Mexico, and that those borders be secured until we can build the two-tier required secure fence.
And that's right, brother. They're securing the border out there in between North and South Korea. They can certainly do it here, but our congressman keeps saying, it's impossible, it's impossible.
Well, it's just
not
the opposite.
It's not impossible.
If we don't do that, more Americans are going to be killed by these illegal aliens.
Amen, brother.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ernie, Capitol Hill Commando, for all your hard efforts every week and hours you spend in getting this information together for all of us. Now we're going to go forward and we're going to take action, right, folks? Tomorrow morning, get on the phone. Let's do it together.
Absolutely.
So we can stop this tyranny going on in the nation. Thank you, Brother Ernie. God bless you.